This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Thank you, Your Honor. Calm off of recall, Harrison Schmidt.
I'm sorry, you understand you're still under oath.
Yes.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Yesterday, we stopped an interview from January 7th at approximately 1 hour and 2 minutes and 35 seconds in. At this point in time, Your Honor, I would ask to finish that recording.
You may.
Ms. Gilman?
When was her schedule went back?
She was a lawyer.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Yes, that was the understanding.
Okay. And then, working more, you said on Friday, the 30th of January, she told you that you had a word that you could get from her.
She was alluding to everything very busy, with stuff on Friday. And she was a little bit being fired.
Did she book a appointment earlier than she sees the reservation? Did she book a new one?
I don't see. Here's the thing. She sent me the flight coming to Boston.
Yeah.
But she never sent me the return flight. All I know is that she told me she had a return flight on the server. But I don't know what time or what that was. I assumed everything was just the way it was. And then she moved the schedule up 2 days, which is not the first time she's done that. The whole thing is a big, it was odd, but considering the last couple months, it wasn't so much that I was like, anyway, what's happening? Whereas, I was talking to Jem's like, well, this seems insane. And I was like, well, Jem, these are the things that I've been dealing with for the last couple months. So it wasn't something that I would be like, well, raise my eyebrow to. I was like, all right, all I did was further, confirm that. And I got to get with it. You see, kids, we got to work this out. It's too much stress on the whole family. And that was the main thing. I just wanted to be there all the time.
So did Anna ever tell you when the return point was booked? Like, how she was your friend?
Say again?
In other words, did she tell you which boat she was booked on the boat?
No, but she always took the first or second flight out. Mm-hmm. And she had said she had already booked flights for January. But we were supposed to talk about that. And then she said, she did say she was changing the flight, but not this flight. She was changing the flight to Martin Luther King Day. So I don't know if she did that, or if she didn't, but she was talking about changing that flight. Because she was going to come in Thursday night, stay Friday, Sunday, Monday, and leave Tuesday. And maybe try to leave, maybe stay an extra day. So she was off like 4 or 5 days. Which is, again, was normal when you saw that take Thanksgiving, like 2 weeks for Thanksgiving, but I would stay 5 days and I'd come back, which would only stay for 1 day. And then she's always like, I don't have more time. Too much is less and less time.
Mm-hmm. On New Year's Eve with Jeff, yeah. Was Jem aware that she had to leave in one?
Yeah.
And, what he does?
What I don't know. I mean, Jen and I, we most likely we just get with it, Jen. He took it, and we've been here for 4.5 hours or so. And we haven't seen him in person.
Well, she was leaving the next day.
I was worried that she was probably early. Assumption of story going to my head is that she was with my money.
She was originally planned to leave on Tuesday. You were on the assumption by her even early Monday.
Yeah, I have no information otherwise, but, I was definitely surprised that I got to know.
Okay. But, so, what were your plans with on upon New Year's Day?
Yeah, so, it was going to be the same stuff. The only difference was is that, she might have, come up with me to see my mother, possibly, or the whole family would have done something, like my, up in Swampscott or somewhere nearby. I had time, and I had to drop my mother off, so we would go see her and get her up to the easy baby to do some stuff. So I was excited about that.
Well, good to you. I don't know.
I didn't bring it up, but she was called by whatever happened with Adela. So like says, this is pretty much before New Year's. And she brought it up. She did bring it up with Paul, Jam at the time before.
Okay.
He texted on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Saying, I took a boat or something together. Right?
Yeah.
What did he say?
What did I say?
She said, I'm sorry, I appreciate, leadership sort of answer. Like, I accept, what you're saying. I'm going to call the, leave a message, and then I remember her saying, I'm not taking the listen to this. Well, I think she has to put her phone upstairs shortly after. I think she understood it. I think he was saying that, if I haven't seen you through the holiday season, you're in town, not seeing me in person, often enough. That's not acceptable. I'm here to, support you, take care of you, whatever it is. So, it was just like this. I mean, it's not the relationship. I guess she thought that they were having. She's married for times, by the way. And they did not just for 10 years. So this gives you background.
Do you know how they met?
Yeah, they worked at the Lord Intercontinental together back in 2012.
Did she want to put her flaw in favor after
that? After that, I said, sure, down at 15, then she, I remember bringing her phone upstairs and she came back down without her.
Was, Thomas Kajal at one point?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Was this before, during, or after Thomas was
Oh, yeah, Thomas went to bed at, he went to bed when he came over at, 9 or 10 or something. I think, on a bunch of photos. Jen and I don't have any because she didn't send them to us yet. But I think she sent one to Hill Fast. So that was when, that's when the photo was taken about. So it's just 10, maybe 10 o'clock or something like that.
Okay.
You know, what
upstairs,
she put her
phone there?
Hmm. Yeah. Or a bedstand.
You were?
Yeah.
Or live in town. Well, not in the ceiling tower.
Yeah. Okay. Not in the ceiling tiles or on top,
Yeah. Makes sense.
But she did seem disturbed by that, which was odd. And she did bring it up. She hadn't She brought up her name at the time, so I mean that was something I not known, but yeah, downtown is off.
Sorry about that.
No problem. You said for prime for me as they was to take the kids up to
maybe, that was
did you actually have a plan?
No, we didn't have a full flight plan at the time. But we had options and stuff, so
when
we the nanny was going to come over anyways, because I was going to go, I set everything up in advance because I was going to have to go take my mother, so I'm the nanny guy, I didn't know what it was going to look like and what I was going to want to do and things like that. So also, if I was going to see my mother, I was going to take the kids somewhere and we would meet up later. But, you know, because I have so little time outside of the house, when I did
everything kind of you mentioned that I took 3 years.
Yeah, because I had the the time to go see my mother, so I was going to go up and we wanted to do something with her family. You know, we had those options were available to us, which today it did not be, right? Because I don't have any time. No, we didn't have an argument. I was taking my surprise and I went about the crew guys in the bathroom, actually some plans and I had to go to sleep and I was like, well, hold on. She's like, I have to get up early, Brian. I have to go tomorrow. And I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. And then she said, I have to leave early. So I didn't know it would be like early. So, I did have an argument with her, for the Thanksgiving and the Christmas Eve. So I wasn't going to make the same exact time. I was like, okay. And then she immediately backed it up with like, hey, I'm going to come 4 or 5 days. And, for Martin Luther King Day, because we were making a new schedule for January, February. It's just coming every week. Might not, it's really not good. It's not only going to become irrelevant for wartime. So, we were working on that, once you arrived Friday and Saturday.
If the kids took their phone, it didn't matter how she got her phone for her.
If the kids took her phone and hit it, how would she contact someone for a ride? She wouldn't leave the, she wanted to leave the house without the phone. But, let's say that my mom went there. So, sure, she abused my phone, right? But, she put the list on here. I guess she downloads Uber and get it. But what I know what my phone was. And, we didn't have this phone. It's all right. So, we don't let you get phones from the house.
She's using the iJazz, is that for me?
Oh. There you go. Maybe she probably would be able to use the iPad to do it. I would not, but she would know about it. The only thing I saw was one in her laptop. That other iPad that I'm telling you about should be in the museum. She did have a laptop over there. But she programmed well with these.
Have the phone say this
one? We were motherboard on the I forget when we got the phone, because she had the phone and, or my mother had it, and she was drinking it with the watch and everything, so probably came from the pain. She'd probably go on the second, because that's the other thing came on the second.
Yeah, every phone, we sent those emails.
Yeah. So Zach and Daniel, my business partners of Let's, my wife and my mother.
How did you send those emails?
My laptop.
I asked you if you could go ahead and get her to voice.
No, I won't. You never do that.
Or just, I know you just walk her back. It's not such a several. Is that about escalate to a physical confrontation?
No, sir. No. My wife and I got like very, very well. Hey, the only chance we were having to work together. It's really Audrey Tracy's eyes for months. The whole family doesn't work without my wife. Never without my wife. I mean, I left her and what would have been, I think about my kids too. She's a wonderful mother. I'm proud of being a wonderful wife. And to take that away from that, I mean, I was, can't even imagine something like that. That's, you never do anything different in my life. I wanted to spend the rest of my life with my wife. I'm still going to. And, we were apart because of the job and my, living problems.
Not even very early, you mean?
No, I wasn't angry, upset. I got angry about, Thanksgiving. And then, I realized I was just sad that we're not spending a lot of time together. And she was sad about it too, and it was exhausting for both of us. She was away from the boys, and I was away from the boys. But my wife and I were a pretty good team. We agreed on it all of work. We agreed on it, but I had to get to D.C. Just didn't feel like we were the authors of our own lives. So I watched the book down saying we have to be the authors of our lives. We'll make this happen. For all the work that we give it. I don't mind reading 50 years right now. A lot of people have that. Saying, hey, she's at a spa, you know, and she was in a lot of friendship. Doesn't look like it. Started to really track with my wife. She loved their job and she loved her family. So she was always focused on that. And, you know, maybe the country house, like in Belgrade, Serbia, but I can't. I'm having a hard time with that.
Does she have any other identification?
She's got a Serbian passport or Serbian international identification cards. One was NIP. I haven't seen her use them recently. Unless they're in, I don't know if the date is on them. Or the proper date. If they're
yes. I don't know, Sylvia, or family or good friends.
She's a language expert. She spent time in college in France, which she speaks French, but she has a friend there. I don't know if it's still there, Julian, but other than that would be it. And then you know, DC and Boston, this is in Canada, sure. We're asking for a broader.
Okay. You set international flights. Was she scheduled? It did appear in the newspaper. Not that I ever knew the newspaper, which is why I'm asking you guys. It appeared in the newspaper that she did have reservations. Go back to D.C. on January 3rd.
That makes sense, yeah.
I'm just asking if that's the cup.
That's a good clarity, too.
Do you know what time?
That's how I need it to know.
That's every morning, but yeah, always.
And that she never changed
it. For our knowledge, it's not a cancer. I'm
getting the chatter between JetBlue and her over the last few months. It's because when she doesn't call, she does something, they do online messaging.
They should have some chat last night.
Yeah, they have a chat. Yeah. So she could be doing that at the kids or something like that. But a lot of times she was talking to them and we work out when she did a break and they come back. Yeah. So sometimes, I don't know if it's, it could be like, well, it's coming change. At the counter, or although they can't do this, and she's always asking for. She should have done a good status, especially with the car, so I don't know what her deal was, if that's possible. Because she said, when I have this, they can make changes, counter upgrades, the car, and the fun. So, yeah, she never called them.
Anything else in the morning? What about like a breakfast reservation for any breakfast?
Was talking about making sack. So I don't know if she did it or not. Yeah, because I haven't checked unlimited for anything at what we did with the resident like that. I could take a look. Because last year we built the whole family. We didn't get a bunch. So that is very hard to take to.
The normal is like a figure.
Yeah, I mean,
different plan for a
new. Right. Well, I mean, this year, just really, things are up in the air.
So, really, a lot of time that's at the house, used there. What did you, with that request? Was it a normal Thursday request?
Yeah. No, always perfect. Okay.
And the request was from 3 to 9?
3 to 9.
So they
looked
a bit front.
No, yeah, we remember 4 inch, but.
Well,
does
she have
time to
for
the outfit? No, well, time. No, well, she would have left. No.
I mean, if she were going home on January 3rd, would she have gone out to brunch with other friends?
No, no way. The only time when she was here that she saw someone with Abby was Ryan. Right. And everything else we'll do together, or we'll come to the house. The time together is really important for us.
Both friends in the area.
Here, Kirby.
We should get to as far as if we may have a wealth. Yeah, she was close with the house.
Peter Kirby. They went to, the same thing as school together 3 years ago. And he lives with his wife and John Marshall. They've been calling to support. Jim Lulu, who's here, obviously. And we planned, and obviously that song very much. Rhyme Up, that's rare. She was on his one play. And, we were dangerous friends. Those would be the main ones that I would think of. Because we're going to check them out.
I mean, yeah,
this kid?
We're taking off. You watch every film you get off right that stage. You want to put those into.
You just check the Chase Freedom. What's the one that I use? I don't use the Capital. The Capital one has been out of commission. Or going to finish for 1%. Do you have access to the Chase Freedom? For
Yes. You got to jump through a lot of loops.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. How much of the Chase Freedom is worth?
Whatever the last month's statement is, I'm not sure if it's. How many some of them start with 7 down? Yeah, so will I. But I don't think they do it.
I'm still not on the list.
I have dealt with Anna.
Yeah,
everything
I like. Yeah.
Anna's
cousin, the woman. Milan?
Lannister,
you can search.
Milan, yeah.
I was trying to ask his name. The last name. Has he ever talked about you?
No. I think it's best to get it,
so. So, you said there was a.
Yeah, there's a terrible conflict.
if you speak to Alexander, she'll know more about it. But since I've been on basically what happened two generations ago in Serbia and Belgrade, my father was brother, so the grandmother bought a piece of land with her sister or something, and then they had kids, and there's no land to speak over it because now it's worth a lot of money, and you can build a large building there. And that building, that kind of money in Serbia would change your life. I mean, it's like winning the lottery here. And then they've been fighting over it for many, many years, 20 years ago. They thought they were going to resolve it in 2017. When things didn't work out, things went back and forth. And then just this Thanksgiving day, the deal. So they had a deal that it took 15 years to put together. 5 years later, they couldn't perform it. And they were about to start.
Reflecting that in the business complex with colleagues or with this new job, maybe they would be upset with that.
Yeah, I feel that's the same question. I can't think of anyone that would be, would be upset with I. Erin loves her. She's wonderful. So, all the fusils that texted me and stuff, and like, what can you do? I can't think of that. I can't think of anything like that, honestly. That would kind of make me up pretty bad, anything like this, especially.
Whether it's your fault or not, like any issues at work that comes up that seem to be slated?
Not that I know. I mean, the only people I know are people that, she's working with, actually a very good working relationship with everybody.
What about you? Any biggest business partner, any current partners, anybody that would be, that would be able to want to train? Working in some way.
In LA.
Oh, but there's a civil lawsuit.
Well,
a civil lawsuit is not the same as wanting to hurt you.
Okay.
There's a civil lawsuit in California. I don't think that reads anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't understand somebody suing you. Yeah.
But Anna, too.
Yeah. Your wife is different.
Yeah. Right, but there's an Anna as well. And then he called Anna during the day. So, I mean, that's the one, that's one person. But I don't think so either, because
the name's the...
Yeah, what is it, Wahoo?
The gallery.
But he is Ron Rivlin. But he did call, Anna, and he brought her into the case.
What is the other one called?
He sent her threatening... a Facebook text at one point, you stole from me, I know the police and the FBI are, coming to get you, things like that. But that was, 6 years ago. When I was arrested, he tried to contact her via Facebook or something, 2018, but he hadn't heard from him since.
What were you doing about that?
2018? I think it was just, he's trying to friend her or something like that. That's right. But that would be a different situation. So, him and there's Jumbo Lee in Korea, but highly unlikely. I mean, he's a billionaire. I don't think he's
what in Korea?
Is there Jumbo Lee?
It's not like an adult.
I don't think
anything of that would rise to that. Besides, they would be pissed at him.
Ron is the only one that, tried to bring us,
Jungle Lee is loud. What's the thing? What was the other name?
The other person who Arno was at, Harris. He's a art dealer.
Were they all partners in this?
No, it's all separate situation.
So why separate incidents?
Similar
memories. Honestly, I don't think anything about his criminal case would have anything to do with this.
I don't either, but I still.
But those are the names of those players. And Riley was the one who did that contact with my wife. And it served my wife the world.
Okay, so if people have a problem with you or your wife, like most
people, right. I
understand that. Some of those people think very funny.
Well, if you have a Canadian France, France is pretty good. I mean, you know, he's the other guy's in LA, so.
If anyone contacts you or.
But my mother's saying he's 30. I was trying to.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out quickly. But at one point he brought James Ryan, who was one of my mentors 10 years ago, right? It's a decade, which is weird. And then I was just speaking to James, but he went over and stopped the kids for Zach, the kids from me. But
again, a lot of
black women
friends, it's a year winter, it's a week, 50, it's what exactly is wrong with this?
Yeah, so I have an explanation. It's something called Lost Playthrough Academy, and it's a leadership training program. We form pretty close relationships there. And we, as I said, that we raise a lot of money through our community service projects each, and a lot of spoonfuls, Fortune Foundation, things like that. So we stay connected. It was more than 3 years ago. I started this month 3 years ago. I last read it February 3 years ago, so 2020. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like 4 or 5 program, and then you get a graduation. You know, it says that you've graduated or have a certificate of residency of your work. So
okay,
it's not accredited, to be clear.
Okay. Do you think Adele is a member of this?
He is not, no.
He's not.
But, James Ryan, a mentor from her, which is young and work, yeah.
Okay.
And a good, someone that she considered. They spent time together 4 or 5 months ago, that was long.
That's the last time I remember that.
Oh, yeah, it was 3 years ago now.
The last time she was part.
Part of it, but we stay in touch.
Okay. All right.
But, Jen, Melissa, and Peter Kirby, all of them have gone through that thing.
Yeah.
But if you have any other questions, please just anything from the pool today?
No.
Very dirty.
Okay. Okay. It is.
Oh.
1536.
Your Honor?
Yes?
Could the Commonwealth request that identification D is read into the record?
Sure. So, Doris, from time to time, I will read you what are stipulations. There's simply agreements between the parties. I'll sometimes say they're facts to take to the bank. That's the parties' agreement. I'm going to read such a stipulation now, mark for identification as exhibit D for ID. At 5:18 a.m. on Saturday, January 7th, 2023, Cohasset Police Detective Harrison Schmidt received an email from Richard Whopper 9984@gmail.com, which stated, "We have the so-named Anna Walsh with us here. We had a deal worth $127,000. She messed up. We have her here with us, and if she doesn't pay the money, then she'll never be back. And we know that the police and the FBI are involved. Good luck finding us." Detective Schmidt received a second email from Richard Walker, 9984@gmail.com, which stated, "Here is Anna Walsh. Unless she pay the money we deal, she isn't coming back. Come. Thanks, and good luck." The second email had an image of a woman who was not Anna Walsh. And using an image search, police found the image on istockphoto.com under, quote, kidnapped stock photos, end quote. On January 7th, 2023, police obtained a search warrant for data associated with the account RichardWalker9984@gmail.com. The search warrant was sent to Google, and investigators learned that the Internet Protocol address, the IP address, with the RichardWalker9984 email account, geolocated to Nigeria, and no IP addresses located in the United States were associated with the account that sent the RichardWalker9984@gmail.com email. The Commonwealth is not alleging that Brian Walsh sent the RichardWalker9984@gmail.com email.
Thank you, Your Honor. So, Sergeant, a couple questions about that interview. There's mention of an application Viber. Could you tell us what that is, if you know?
It's a messaging application.
And there's also mentioning of WhatsApp. Do you understand what that is?
Yes, that's also a communication app.
There was mentioning of a person named Abdullah. Do you know his name?
Yes, Abdullah Al-Matari.
And what is his relationship to Anna Walsh?
A previous coworker from the hospitality industry.
There was also mention of Peter Kirby. What is his relationship to the Walshes?
A family friend.
During the interview, a dog can be heard barking. Where was the dog located in the home?
In the crates in that sunken-in family room.
And you had the opportunity to be at the home a few times between the 4th and the 7th. What issues did you ever have with the dog?
None.
There was also mention of the pool today. What was going on at the pool that day?
During that wide-scale search, we had drained the pool to get a better look at it.
Now, after January 6th, when the Cohasset Police Department had a press conference, what happened to your voicemail and email?
I was inundated with messages and tips from the public.
Why is it that your voicemail and email were inundated?
I was the point of contact for any information, so my department email and phone were listed and disseminated to the news and social media.
And was Richard Walker email one of those things that came into you after that press conference?
Yes.
Now, Ms. Gilman, could we have what was marked yesterday as Exhibit 44? Sir, do you recognize Exhibit 44?
Yes.
And where is this in relation to the house?
If you're standing in the backyard with the house to your rear, you'd be looking at like the back right corner of the fenced-in portion of the yard. That's the shed.
What's on the other side of the fence?
Neighboring house.
Now, you and Ms. Gilman, can we have Exhibit 47 from yesterday? Sir, do you recognize this?
Yes.
This is the what you said was the missing poster you created?
Correct.
Now, what information, where did you get the information to create this poster?
I made this on Thursday, so I had the information from the patrol report, the NCIC missing persons form, and the information from the first interview with the defendant.
Thank you. If you could take that down, Ms. Gilman. And when you were speaking to the defendant, what did you learn as far as Anna Walsh's maiden name or prior names?
There was a previous name of Knipp, K-N-I-P-P, and a maiden name of Lubachek.
Now, after that interview on the 7th, what did you do next as far as your investigation?
We continued to reach out to friends and family, gather more background information.
And on the 8th, what did you do in the morning?
We briefed at Cohasset Police Station a plan to execute a search warrant.
And where were you going to execute the search warrant?
516 CJC Highway.
What time did you have the opportunity to execute the search warrant?
Around 9 a.m.
And so when you executed the search warrant, who was with you?
Myself, I believe Chief Quigley, the day shift for patrol, the state police detectives, crime scene. I believe that was it.
And who was at the house when you executed the search warrant?
The defendant and his children, and Diana Walsh, the mother.
And what did you do with those people in order to execute the search warrant?
We had reached out to Attorney Minor, and she came to the scene, and they all left with Attorney Minor.
Now, did you ever have the opportunity to speak to Mr. Walsh again on January 8th of 2023?
Yes.
Where did that conversation take place?
Attorney Minor's residence in Scituate.
And who was present for that conversation?
Attorney Minor, myself, Trooper DeChico, Trooper Proctor, the defendant, and his children were in the other room.
And have you had the opportunity to review a recording of that?
Yes.
And does that fairly and accurately depict the defendant's statements in that interview?
Yes.
Your Honor, Carmel, I think you have Mr. Martin's the next exhibit, which today I believe is 62.
Any additional objections beyond the ones I previously heard?
No, Your Honor.
The 1-8-23 audio will be marked and is now in evidence as Exhibit 62. And for the record, for those of you keeping track over there, the jump is as a result of the following. The parties agreed to, and that woman I had exceeded counsel now will indicate to you on the record that certain financial records parties agreed to have been admitted into evidence, and those records are now as evidence as Exhibits 56, 61, Priced, reference from Apple Credit Union, Sparkles, JetBlue Credit Card, Either Bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, Liberty Bank, Bay Credit Union, and Fidelity Reference.
Thank you, Your Honor. Your Honor, with court's permission, may the Commonwealth play Exhibit 62.
You may.
Thank you. Ms. Gilman?
So we're here at, I think, 244 Canop Road in Scituate. Did you see the film?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. So, yes, the last time we spoke was yesterday, and I think we asked you to give us a good talk about where you are when you left your house on the 1st, and you told us that you've gone up to visit your mom, went out, thank you guys for Whole Foods, CVS, and well, thank you, ma'am, and you told us that the Whole Foods was across from the house, and, your mom was a paradise thing, and CVS was abandoned. Where in the group she just abandoned one? And what did you, purchase this?
It's probably the alcoholic wipes or the fuel wipes. Whatever it's called, but let's say that.
Okay, and then was it painted?
So it's very
Then at times, if you would have been there?
7? Yeah. Okay.
I
was looking for
having a great shoulder. Okay. Because we know that you got back to class at 5:08.
After the left frame, yes.
If what I said, that's not an exact size, but like a general
approximation. Before, so most likely, yeah, it was, gets darker, so like.
Was it darker when you got there?
Yes.
Yeah, it was. I think it looks like 30.
I don't. So, I'm pretty sure we have 6:30.
Did you go anywhere else other than that?
I don't know. What was the old place thing like? In the whole group.
And you went there,
Yeah. I've been going to the wall meeting. Anytime I go by another ass, you get that off of the kids.
And like me. The only place you went more is. Yes. On the second. Okay. So, obviously, this is a lot of electronic devices in your house. Kind of to be sent to the downloading some of them. One of them being the iCab here at Thomas's, specifically. Is that it? Now, previously, you told us that Tommy Smith, gotten up on the road, he was spending time to Jeff and Anna, and then he's gone to bed. Right? And that's what we're friends. Very good, right?
They're all there. A photo that was sent by Anna, the video that works actually.
Did you use any other devices in the house?
I gotta use my phone, and I don't know, I only use a phone, so it's,
all the time deserve,
but I think it's easier.
The gold laptop. Is that an Apple or?
Everything.
Everything
that
happened
to
Apple
was,
not
Apple.
So you've downloaded the iPad Mini, and, you've been, good. It's just anything it's sort of your phone on the morning. So you get on, get it this since it's very warm.
That's correct.
So, how do you explain that? Well, 4:54 in the morning, you got to tell me that your back home is 30 and the best way is to dispose of the bottle.
It's 54
in the morning.
I don't have an idea.
As long as you sleep.
Well, Thomas is in his room. Get the iPad, or Thomas user, yeah. I mean, I use an iPad, so that's good here.
He's 6, right?
Yeah. But he does not have that.
Is he average blindness for a 6-year-old?
Oh, I think so, it's a duty.
Yeah. Yeah, but 6-year-olds typically are not a 4-year-old. Is, I know I can't spell his last name.
No,
it's just the box is way more advanced. If you have a 6-year-old, okay. There is dozens of searches. And I had on the morning of the first that had a tiny spoken body, how to get blood out of hardwood floors, how to dispose of the body in the trash, how to stop the body from decomposing, and I didn't explain that.
I told her about a year.
So you're not using that idea?
Nothing else, no. I mean, all the way to day for his script of movies.
Okay. Had a lot of six, right?
That's what I read, yeah.
So, throughout the afternoon, on the first, when I'm at the gun, the device continues to query how to get it. Blood stains, blood removal, there's a dishwasher removal box on a knife, so on and so forth.
He's going to continue on doing something, which,
his number of body, number of bandage. It is 11:21, still January 8th, 2023.
What happened where?
Sergeant, after that interview was over, what did you do?
We went back to the Cohasset Police Station.
If you could keep your voice up, sir.
We went back to the Cohasset Police Station.
And did you ever have the opportunity to see Mr. Walsh again that day?
Yes.
About what time?
About 4 p.m.
And where was that?
At Attorney Minor's residence in Scituate.
And what did you do with him at that point in time?
I placed the defendant under arrest.
Now, where was the defendant taken after you placed him under arrest?
The Cohasset Police Station.
And did you ever have the opportunity to see his hands on January 8th and January 9th?
Yes.
The Commonwealth would seek to publish what's been marked as Exhibit 48, which is file number 7697.
That's one of the previously admitted exhibits from yesterday morning, yes?
Thank you, Your Honor.
You may publish it.
Sergeant, what is this?
That is a picture of the defendant's thumb.
And if the Commonwealth could publish Exhibit 49, which is file number 7701, also previously marked from yesterday, Your Honor. And, Sergeant, what is this?
That is the picture of the defendant's thumb, and you can see the blue tiles on the booking room floor in the background.
Ms. Kilman, if you could take that down. Now, Sergeant, what did you do on January 9th in this matter?
I went to 300 Forest Street in Peabody.
And about what time did you get to 300 Forest Street in Peabody?
Around dusk.
And why were you there?
We had collected two dumpsters from the apartment complex at 330 Paradise Road. Those were transported to a transfer, like a trash transfer station in Peabody for examination.
And so what were you doing? Well, so when you got to Peabody, about what time was it?
It was right around the beginning of dark.
And who was there?
Myself, Detective Lieutenant Lopes, Lieutenant Tully, members of the CERT team, and other troopers.
And Lieutenant Tully, he's with the state police, and opposed to Detective Lieutenant Lopes with Cohasset.
Correct.
Okay. And so what were these state troopers doing? Not Lieutenant Tully, but the other ones you just mentioned.
It's a big warehouse with trash lining on the walls. We had dumped the contents of the dumpsters in the warehouse, and we began searching the bags, bag by bag.
And why were you? And so, what would you do with the bags when you searched them bag by bag?
The contents of the bags were opened. It was spread out on the ground. We'd look at the contents, see if it was important. If it was, those were moved to like a tarp or plastic or paper sheeting, where they could be documented, photographed, collected as evidence.
If the Commonwealth could publish Exhibit 50 from yesterday, Your Honor, which would be file number HAS-7025.
Me.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.